Hi, it's Miss Addis here, and welcome to the podcast on Unit 3 and 4 Chords, Music Performance. In Unit 3 and 4, you have to recognise different chords, including major, minor, diminished, augmented, as well as seventh chords, including major seventh, dominant seventh, minor seventh, diminished seventh, and half diminished. It's pretty tricky. However, I will endeavour to give you a great deal of practice on this so that you can hopefully put yourself above all the other students in Victoria who can't do this either. Now, let's just start by going over some of the more basic chords. Now, what you need to do is get clear in your mind a couple of terms that you can use to describe chords, the way they make you feel, the way they sound to you. So let's have a listen to a traditional major chord, 1-3-5 with the 8 on top. I've described this as being a reasonably open chord and a reasonably bright sound. However, you've got to come up with your own words to describe it. You're welcome to use my words if you like, if they suit you. But if there's other words that describe it better for you, please use those. Now let's listen to the traditional minor chord. Now, when we're entering the world of diminished and augmented, we get a sense of tension or lack of tension. Now, with the minor chord, there's no real tension. It sounds quite calm, and that's pretty important to remember because distinguishing between a minor chord and a diminished chord can get a bit tricky. So have a listen to the minor chord. It sounds quite calm, and there is a melancholy about it, but it's certainly not a tense chord. It's not a chord where you feel the urge to move on to a different chord to resolve the tension. So important to remember that. Now, let's compare it to the diminished chord. The diminished chord. Now I'm going to add the upper octave on top because that's what you're going to be hearing in your exam. Now you can sense a slight sense of tension in that chord, certainly more than in the minor chord. Have a listen to it again. It's got the feeling that it doesn't want to just stay there, that it wants to move on to something to create a bit of relief. So remember that tension. It's not a huge amount of tension, but it's certainly present. Now let's have a listen to the augmented chord. Now I'm going to put the upper octave on top. That's certainly a chord that you wouldn't want to just leave on its own. You can feel a reasonable amount of tension there, and it's begging to be resolved. Have a listen again. That sharp five really sounds like it wants to resolve to a normal five. Feel the tension in that chord. Now have a listen again to the diminished chord. A different sort of tension. Now I'm going to show you a little trick that hopefully will make it a little bit easier for you to work out the differences between these chords. When you think about a major chord and an augmented chord, they both start with the interval of a major third. Now, if you can hear the difference between the major third and the minor third when those chords are played melodically, it's going to give you a big head start. Because when you hear a major third, you know that it's either got to be a major chord, which is kind of easy to hear, or an augmented chord, which is not so easy to hear. But if you hear a major third and then recognize that the chord is not a major chord, then you know it has to be an augmented chord. So it's a kind of nice trick to help you recognize the different chords. So let's start off by just recognizing the major third compared to the minor third. So I'm going to play either a major third or a minor third, give you a couple of seconds to think about it, and then give you the answer. Here it comes. That one was a major third. That one was a major third. That one was a minor third. Major third. Major third. Minor third. Minor third. Major third. Minor third. Major third. Major third. Minor third. Minor third. Minor third. Major third. Major third. Minor third. Minor third. Major third. Major third. Major third. Major third. Minor third. Major third. Minor third. Major third. Major third. Major third. And last one. Minor third. Now I'm going to start playing you some of the chords. So when you're listening to the chords, listen for the tension, listen for the feeling that it gives you, and listen to that first interval and see if you can really nail that interval, and that should narrow your choices down. So good luck. So I'm going to start by playing you only major, minor, diminished or augmented chords. We'll do the seventh chords in a later podcast. So here we go. Here comes the first chord. That was a diminished chord. Next. Thank you. that's a minor chord. Next. That was an augmented chord. Next. Was a major chord. Next. That was a diminished chord. Next. A major chord. Next. That was a minor chord. Next. Augmented chord. Next chord. That was a major chord. Next chord. Was a diminished chord. Another thing to notice about diminished chords, when you're playing a normal diminished and then putting the upper tonic on top, there's actually quite a big gap between the fifth and the upper tonic. It's a tritone gap. Have a listen. See how it jumps up a long way? So that's a little clue for you too, because sometimes people get diminished and augmented mixed up. If it was an augmented, the jump between the top is a major third, like every other interval in the augmented. Have a listen. That top note doesn't seem so far away from the fifth, as opposed to the diminished chord. Whereas it's a big jump to get from the fifth up to the octave there. Okay, here we go. Keeping on going. Next chord. That was a diminished chord. Next. That was a major chord. Next. A minor chord. That was also a minor chord. Next. Was an augmented chord. Next. as a diminished chord. Next. That was an augmented chord. Next. That was a diminished chord. Next. That was a minor chord. Next. That was a major chord. Next. A diminished chord. Next. Augmented chord. Next. That was diminished. Next. Minor. Next. That was augmented. Next. Major. Next. That was major. Next. Minor. Next. That was augmented. Next. Also augmented. Next. That was diminished. Next. Minor. Next. as augmented. Next. That was major. You can see how it sounds kind of plain in a nice way compared to the other ones. Okay, next. That was diminished. Next. That was diminished. Next. That was minor. Next. That was augmented. How are you going? I hope you're gradually getting better. Next. That was major, but if you got it wrong, it's probably because my piano is a bit out of tune. Sorry about that. Next. That was minor. Next. That was augmented. I think you've probably got enough now so that you can rewind the recording and practice them over and over again. So if you feel you need more practice, just go back to the start and do it again. And maybe when you rewind to a different place each time so that you don't learn the pattern off by heart. Make sure that you're getting sort of 90% of these right before moving on to the sevenths, because the sevenths are tricky. And if you can't distinguish between the sevenths and the plain chords, it's going to make it really difficult for you. So make sure you're getting fairly confident on these before you embark on the next podcast, which will be introducing those sevenths. Good luck, everybody.